Australia's competition watchdog has opened another front in its dispute with Google, raising the prospect of legal action and new limits on data collection to counter its dominance of digital advertising. Speaking about the issue yesterday, the chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Rod Sims, defended the government's proposed media bargaining code, which would force big tech to pay news companies for content.
This is a high-stakes game. I've always expected there'd be serious brinkmanship. Whether or not they'll carry out the threats they're making, look, I honestly don't know. But the alternative of just doing whatever suits them, I think, is not a good alternative.
ACCC boss Rod Sims. With Google threatening to stop its search function being used in Australia, local tech companies are warning that pushing the big companies out of Australia would be a mistake. Sally Ann Williams is CEO of Cicada Innovations, which supports deep tech startups. And Sally Ann worked at Google for 12 years. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Pleasure. You've been inside the tent. Do you think the Google's threat is serious?
Look, I think they'd be actually really looking at it very seriously and what the consequences are. Whether they go through it or not, I don't know. But we really actually need to have a discussion about what the unintended consequences of both this policy and this legislation are, and what would happen if they did pull out of Australia and Facebook did pull out of Australia, because the unintended consequences are quite far-reaching.
Before we get to the unintended consequences, I mean, they're walking away from, what, $4.8 billion in revenue? Are they really going to do that?
Look, I don't think it's a case of walking away from all of that revenue. I think there's other businesses that could, parts of the business that would still be able to operate here. But I do think that we need to actually have a serious conversation about what is trying to be achieved with this legislation, and the fact that it's actually not just about news and big tech. You know, it is actually a far broader conversation about policy in Australia, particularly innovation policy in Australia. And what it will enable and what it will inhibit in the long term. And we have to see that as much more interconnected.
So what are the unintended consequences in your view?
Yeah, so in my view on this one, the unintended consequences of this policy, I mean, the world is looking at us, right? And if Google were to pull out, if Facebook were to pull out, there's job losses. There's absolutely job losses, not for just those companies. That's actually a smaller one, but SMEs whose entire businesses are built around, reach and discovering customers both in Australia and globally on those platforms. It's the ad agencies that service every business in Australia in creating advertising for these platforms. It's startups that are considering developing, a digital platform in Australia. Australia is a tiny, tiny market. You're not going to build a product and service to just deliver it in Australia. You're going to build something that you need to deliver in the world. And if you have uncertainty about policies like this, if you have uncertainty around R&D tax credits, if you have an uncertainty around, what the government is going to do in the future and other policy, it does beg the question, why wouldn't you actually just start up elsewhere? And I think the third thing that just, really concerns me in a broader thing, because we will potentially see a flow-on effect in the deep tech is, will investors have lower confidence to invest in Australia? Deep tech in sort of, med tech, ag tech, and these are all things that are digital businesses as well. There's a hardware component to it. There's another disciplinary component to it, but they are all digital businesses. They need investment from overseas because the costs of bringing some of these solutions to market is much, much, much higher than just a software company. And so attracting overseas investment, it's already a little bit challenging, and there's already a conversation about Australia's political sort of policy setting and frameworks and how it thinks about innovation. So are we going to suffer more from that? And are we going to see, both investors demanding that companies flip up either to America, Singapore, or, the UK?
Surely it's an opportunity for an Australian company to develop a search engine. And we've got DuckDuckGo, for example.
Well, look, I mean, search engines have existed before Google and they will exist after Google. But I think people severely underestimate the challenge that it is to actually build something that is useful and solves what consumers want. If I think about my early days, and if everyone can cast their minds back to search in the early days, Google was one of the last search engines to come to market. It was a lot later. I think it was number 13 or 14. And the reason it did so well is because it was so much better. And it's the same with Facebook, not the first social media platform by any means, but it served a purpose and served a need. And so building those those things is incredibly difficult. It's not something that's a one-time sunk investment. You can't do a 12-week boot camp and get it up and running, and you're certainly not going to build it for a market of 24 million people. You know, the cost would actually outweigh the benefit and the opportunity there. And we just need to understand that it's not a simple thing to do, and the incredible investment that goes on to continuing to iterate on search is, you know, in the hundreds of millions of dollars every year for every search company out there.
In, I think it's the 18th century, Adam Smith spoke about the power of monopolies and how they're anti-competitive to a free market. And if you talk to digital companies, they complain about Google because, for example, they do everything to keep people who come to them in their ecosphere. So, for example, when you do a search now, you'll get the first three lines, so you get your answer, so you don't click through to somebody who spent a lot of money developing a website. It's not just news. There's a lot of anger. And then Google changes the rules, and suddenly your audience halves because Google's changed the rules on search. I mean, they've got enormous monopolistic power.
I mean, if Google goes tomorrow, who's going to take their place? It's a really good question, right? The next leading search engine will be there and will be in exactly the same situation. So I think what we're talking about there, and to your point on that what's the answer, that's actually only if you're seeking for something that is a simple answer. If you're actually seeking a product or a solution or a business need, you're actually going to click through to those websites, and you're actually going to click through to those things. There are other means and other alternatives already for people to be growing their business and to be doing that. And I think it's something that we have to really look at holistically, broader than the context of just news and digital subscription. I would argue too that, you know, there's some really interesting narrative out there. Warren Buffett said it in 1991 that news is already being disrupted and their business model had already been disrupted, and that, you know, they were no longer operating as a franchise but having to become a business. And this was the pre-internet. We have a finite number of people and eyeballs. So, you know, everybody is, if you're a content producer, you are competing for that. But if you can provide real value to people, they will come through to your platforms and they will subscribe to your services. They will subscribe to your business. But if you're a business out there that's selling something physically and you're looking for customers, you know, you're looking for cut through in these places as well. And you're looking to find those people and find that reach and connect the dots. So, and that's going to also be disrupted by this conversation as well.
Sally-Ann Williams, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sally-Ann is the CEO of Cicada Innovations. Now, there's a sound you don't hear very often at the moment, a plane going overhead.